Accept the wall, you pledge your case for confidence and secrets to be.
Gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the Rock and Wrestling Podcast. My name is Tyler Black. I am here in Chicago, and I'm joined, as always, by my nigga, your nigga, Big Nigga Jim.
Hey, yo. What's going on?
Oh, pops. I think it's survey time.
It's survey time.
I had a fucking conversational Scott Hall voice for a minute, and now I can't find it again. Because I was like all the fucking the shoot interviews I watched with him and everything. It's always like he's like half in Razor Ramon, but he's not. Like he did it for so long that it's just a part of his voice now. And you have to find some kind of fucking medium with that. It's pretty great. And I got the TV turned down, and they're showing Table for Three with X-Pop, Kevin, and Scott right now. And I just find it hilarious that they're all eating dinner in sunglasses.
Are they really?
All of them. Every single one. All three of them wearing sunglasses while they're eating dinner.
So, I think it's been a couple months since we did a show. So let's get caught up on the world of pro wrestling, The Flash, New
All
Japan, Star Wars just had a movie drop, and it's fucking Christmas. Merry Christmas, Jim.
Merry Christmas, T-Bird. I haven't seen Rogue One yet.
Well, spoilers, the Death Star is there, and then Luke Skywalker is going to blow that shit up. Boom.
What?
No, I'm surprised you have not seen this movie yet. It's fucking decent.
Yeah, I've heard it's really awesome. Like, I've really heard, like, nothing but good things about it.
Yeah.
I was trying to wait, because Brian wanted to do a double feature. We were going to take Mary's little brother to do a double feature day of Rogue One and Assassin's Creed.
Okay, Assassin's Creed Magneto looks fucking garbage. Not even gonna lie.
I think it kind of looks dope. I don't know, but we'll see. Video game movies are always a fucking crapshoot, you know? Like, yeah. They can never seem to fucking get it right. This one actually looks like it could be decent, but who knows? And especially on a weekend where it's opening against fucking Star Wars. I mean, nobody's going to see this movie, I don't think.
I mean, Star Wars already came out, so.
Right. So, Star Wars came out last week. Assassin's Creed comes out tomorrow night.
It's opening Sing.
Or tomorrow. It's open to what?
You're not going to go see Sing instead?
I am so sick of hearing about that movie. It seems like every fucking time I turn on the TV, even if it's not wrestling, because they've been fucking marketing the shit out of that movie, and I don't even know why. Fuck, man. And you know it's going to be huge because fucking dumb animals are singing popular songs. And kids are stupid, and they're like, oh, the rabbits are singing Baby Got Back or whatever the fuck they were singing in the commercial I saw tonight.
Anaconda.
Is that what it was? Okay. Christ.
Which samples Baby Got Back?
So I officially hate the world, and I want everybody who made that movie to die.
The one cool thing about that movie is that there's a movie poster where an elephant's laying on a bunch of records, and they're like popular records but redone with animals. And
right.
The coolest one is they have, like, the Ramones, like, their self-titled album, but it's, like, I think it's Raccoons. And it's all Raccoons dressed like the Ramones.
All right. I'll give them that.
They get one.
Oh, God, I was just going to bring something up. Fuck. Sing. We were talking about Sing. That movie's dumb.
Star Wars,
I'm trying to track.
Let me give you a 5-point rundown on why this movie's fucking awesome. besides it being fucking Star Wars.
Spoilers if possible.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'm going to tell you what you can expect when you see this movie.
Yeah.
Best fucking space fights you've ever fucking seen in all of the Star Wars movies. The best space fights. That's fucking awesome. It's pretty much, this movie is the day before goddamn New Hope. So everything that happens in New Hope is like going to be happening within a week of this movie's fucking storyline. So
it's like a week before a New Hope starts.
Pretty much, it goes into leads you right into New Hope, and you're going to come home and watch a New Hope. I guarantee once you watch this movie, you're like, I have to watch a New Hope because I want to see how this fucking shit's going to play out.
Right. That's pretty cool. Like, because I knew it was the story of the rebel group that goes in to get the plans for the Death Star.
Right.
That's all I knew about it. I didn't realize it was like, oh, this is a week before A New Hope.
It's pretty, like I said, it leads right into A New Hope.
Right.
So not so much of how it's going to get there, but just so you know, you are going to want to watch A New Hope as soon as this is over.
Can't wait. I've heard Vader is really cool on this.
Vader's awesome.
Kevin Smith could fucking talk about was how awesome Vader was on Twitter.
Vader was great. The best droid in the history of Star Wars. And some awesome cameos.
KY-S2O or something like that?
Yeah, KY Jelly.
KY-997-KY. Yeah. I would have 100, if I had directed that movie, I would have 100% named that robot 997KY. Just a little shout. The fucking radio station in Kansas City that I won the WrestleMania tickets on.
Oh, okay.
But they're not around anymore, but it just would have been a fun reference.
Oh, yeah, they were like the planet for a while. They were like the adult fucking middle of the road station. Then they were like, I don't even know what the fuck they are now.
Well, no, they were, they were KY-102, and then they switched, and it was 99.7 KY, and then KY, I don't know what the fuck, I didn't even know it was happening. I just turned on the radio one day, and it was gone. And I'm like, what the, this is not cool at all. Where's my fucking classic rock station? My fucking stereo's fucked in my car right now. All I got is my fucking radio. What are you doing? And it was like some fucking easy listening garbage or something. It was terrible fucking music. And I get back to Minsky's and I'm like, does anybody know what the fuck, what's going on 997KY? And they're like, oh, you didn't hear, it's done, they shut it down. I was like, you're fucking kidding me. I was really, really upset about it, because number one, they sent me to fucking WrestleMania. Like, I'm forever indebted to that fucking radio station. Whether they're fucking here or not, man, like, I'll always fucking love that station. So
yeah.
That was a significant bummer. That was the day that I pretty much stopped listening to the radio altogether. Once KY is gone, it's like, well, I can listen to 101 the Fox, but everybody on there sounds like such a fucking robot. Like, the people on 99.7, they had charisma. Like, it made you feel like, oh, this is Kansas City right here. Like, this is what's happening right now. 101 is like, it's like the fucking DJ Tron 5000 in The Simpsons that they tried to replace. It's like, looks like those clowns in Congress did it again. What a bunch of clowns.
Are you going to listen to your Grand Funk Railroad, Jim? Where? Fuck
yeah. Funk Railroad. For more information on Grand Funk, consult your local library. Oh, God. God, I love that episode.
It's such a good one. And it has Billy Corgan in it, so.
When we got our class rings in high school from Jostens, that was like everybody that I knew that like watched The Simpsons. We were just like, we'd pass each other in the hallway for class rings. It's Jostens. Go Jostens. Because the fucking ticket. Oh shit! Yeah, that was fun.
I think that's the only people that make class rings.
Yeah, Jostens makes class rings, and fucking, I believe they make fucking the championship rings too for like sports teams and shit.
Flash, Jim. The Flash has been happening. We're on break of Flash.
We are on break
so far. Give me your opinion.
It's been really great. I love Barry. yet I want to punch him sometimes when he's like, when things come up that he's fucked up, you know, like fucking Cisco's brother died.
Dude, that's not his fault, though.
He was at the lowest point
of his life when he fucked everything up.
But look, and we talked about this the last time. My mom passed away just about the time in The Flash that Barry's mom was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
If I had Barry's powers, I would maybe run back in time to at least just see my mom. Would I interact with her? Hell no, because I've seen Back to the Future too many times. I've seen like every fucking like possible like time jumping fucking thing in anything, and it never turns out good. All you got to do when you go back in time, don't touch anything.
But it was not just his mom, though. It was immediately after his dad was just killed.
Yeah, it was his mom and dad, and I get it, but also it's like, dog. Well, it's more like, not in that moment when he went back to save his mom and everything. I get that. It's more the fact that he kept trying to go back and fucking fix everything and just making everything worse until fucking Jay Garrick snatched his ass out of the time stream like a fucking dad and was just like, the fuck are you doing? Just stop it. You're being an idiot. Sit down, eat this pie, and let me talk to you and convince you to not be a dummy.
Eat this fucking pie, Barry.
Oh, but that last episode when him and Jay Garrick teamed up, dude,
And now we got Wally West.
Wally West suit. Dude. Got that suit for Christmas. That was cool.
I don't know why. I just love fucking Wally in this show.
He's really good.
He has something special where it's like, yeah. I really love this kid. I want to see everything he does.
Yeah. He is awesome. I really like that dude. They made a really good fucking choice for somebody to play Wally West. Mm. Man, they just fucking knocked it out of the park with that kid. They really did.
Yeah.
Love everything that dude's doing. I love the new Harrison Wells. Fucking HR.
Hipster Wells
is so fucking ridiculous, but he's pretty funny. I love him.
We did talk about the super crossover.
Oh, boy. Boy, that fucking shit.
Kind of cheated calling it a four-night event because it really wasn't. Supergirl had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, Supergirl had, like, her own episode right up until, like, the last second of that episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's kind of stupid. And then they spliced in the end of her episode into The Flash.
It didn't even matter. It didn't at all.
They could have saved that part for just The Flash. And I don't know, like, they could have done something with Supergirl.
Yeah.
This is where the problem of them not being in the same Earth comes up. This is bullshit. She could have been dealing with this first. She could have been the one that found out the aliens were coming or whatever, instead of Barry running into him in the second episode.
Right.
Or the second part of this event. Because, I mean, she's the one that's fucking dealing with aliens all the time.
Right.
So why the fuck wasn't she the one that found her? And maybe, like...
I wish you would have brought John Jones with her.
You're right. I was fucking pissed about that. I was really pissed about that. Like... It didn't make me not like what they did. Because Crossover
was awesome. Crossover in the Hall of Justice.
Yes. That was fucking dope.
Someone told me they didn't even notice that. I'm like, dude, that's the Hall of Justice.
I didn't until they showed the outside of the building. And then, like, when they showed the outside of it, I was like, yes. I'm like, Because what was it? They just showed the inside of the place first, and then they showed the fucking exterior. Yeah. And it was just like, it's good. It's real. It's there. Clean it up. Theater in there. Let's get this shit going. Yeah, it would have been awesome if fucking Martian Manhunter come over. Would have been really fucking dope if Superman had come through, too.
Yep.
God damn it. Like, I don't understand why they didn't do that. I did love seeing Parasite on Supergirl, though.
That was awesome.
That was super fucking cool. God, who else have they had on there besides...
Fucking Megan.
Yeah, Megan. Yes, McGann's on there.
They had the fucking plant that makes you dream good shit.
Yeah, the Black Mercy or something.
Black Mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was fucking awesome. Except we didn't get to see Bruce Wayne's daddy beating the shit out of a mugger.
Yeah. I love that episode of the Justice League. That was so good.
Have you seen this new Justice League action cartoon?
I have not. Did it start already?
It did. There's more episodes leaked online because it aired in Australia already, and I think it just started airing in the United States like Friday. But I've got like the first 5 episodes or so. It's actually really, really good.
Is it?
Animation's really slick. It's Bruce Timm, so it can't not be good. It's pretty much like it says, Justice League action. It's 11-minute episodes, so there's like no story, but just like, hey, there's some shit going on. Let's go fight this fucking bad guy.
So they're just like Adult Swim episode, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay.
So you don't get so much of the, this is how I feel about the situation, talky. It's like, bad guy's doing this, let's go whoop his ass.
Justice League action.
Yeah, Justice League action.
Not Justice League exposition.
Exactly. But, I mean, Constantine's in it, so... There's a Justice League Dark episode where, like, there's Constantine and Zatanna and fucking Swamp Thing and shit.
Is it TV Constantine doing this voice, or is it a different guy?
I don't know, but he looks like TV Constantine.
Right on. Because I think he's playing Constantine. TV Constantine is playing Constantine again in that Justice League Dark animated movie they're making. Okay. I think. Do not quote me on this.
It may just be any British person ever.
It could be. I don't know. I do not know. I hope it. If it's any British person, I hope it's him, though.
Because there's like a clip that DC posted on their YouTube channel where it's like he has this curse on him where he has to speak in like fucking British slang and shit. And Batman's like translating. He's just saying all this random shit that doesn't make sense to normal English speaking people.
That's great. You know what I'm saying? You know what I can't believe? I cannot believe that the question has not come up on any of the DC TV shows.
Yeah, not even on, like, Gotham.
Yeah, it really kind of bums me out. I don't want them to show up on Gotham, though, because I want them to be with the Black...
In the good universe.
In the good universe. Yes, in the good universe. Yeah. Yes. Like, Gotham can fucking exist in its own pocket.
He could be on Arrow. He would fit perfectly on Arrow.
Oh, he'd be great on Arrow. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we got KG Beast running around. Arrow's just stealing all of Batman's villains.
Yeah, I know. It's... I don't know. It's like, every time I see a Batman villain come up to fight Green Arrow, I'm like, it's awesome, but Superman's on TV now. The floodgates have opened. Give us Batman or give us death.
My cousin worked with a vigilante once. I was like, you fucking bitch.
Oh my God, when did she say that?
That was on Supergirl. It was when fucking, who is Jimmy Olsen, Guardian? When he first started showing up.
Yeah.
The bar, and she was like, my cousin worked with a vigilante once. He had gadgets, brooding attitude, all this stuff.
I remember you texting me about this, because this was the episode during the 4-part, right? During the 4-part.
It may have been, or it may have been the episode before, the week before.
Because I remember you telling me that, and I guess I just, like, completely missed it. I know I completely missed it, because I was just like, I've been wondering ever since. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? I wonder what he was talking about.
Pretty much just admitted Batman exists in the Supergirl universe.
Not in a... God damn it, why a different universe? It's like, why? Fucking why? You're on the same...
Barry needs to put his dick in at the right time frame to make all the shit combine, or we need to have a crisis.
That's what the fuck this whole thing should have been, is that when he fucking went and fucked with the time stream or whatever, it should have fucking, like, converged the two Earths, you know? In a seamless way that nobody noticed, nothing was harmed, Like, it wasn't like Earth. It wasn't like two different planets colliding with each other. It was just one existence just, like, just getting glued together. And just,
this is what I'm hoping. Whatever the fucking shit that Damien Dark and Thawne are up to leads to the crisis.
Yeah.
And then, like, the season finale leads into a super season with spanning across all four shows where it's Crisis on Infinite Earths. So whatever the fuck MacGuffin that they're looking for lets them pass through the different worlds, and they start fucking shit up, and they get Superman Prime to start fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck, or the Anti-Monitor, or whoever the fuck you want to start fucking shit up.
And then they could do, like, the death of Supergirl as, like, the mid-season finale. And kind of play her shit out, kind of like they did, like, the death of Superman.
Yeah.
Where, like, everybody thought she was dead, but no, her heart just slowed to a fucking crawl where it didn't get picked up by a heart monitor, and it just looked like a flat one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could
do that. She comes back with a mullet.
Yes. She comes... Oh, and that fucking... Oh, in that tight black, though? Yeah. Alright, we're doing this.
I'm pretty sure that fucking Cadmus is gonna make a goddamn, Power Girl.
I didn't even think about that.
All
I
was thinking about,
you're right, they did take her blood. I was thinking they were gonna do I was thinking they were either gonna do Bizarro or Doomsday.
With her. They did Bizarro already, didn't they?
I don't think so, did they?
I think they did in season one.
Wait. Maybe.
I think they did it in season one. I didn't watch season one. I only seen like the first five episodes.
Yeah. I mean, season one was good, but I don't think it's half as good as it's been since it moved to CW.
I didn't realize Hank Henshaw was Cyborg Superman's name. I just thought Cyborg Superman was just Cyborg Superman.
Has it always been Hank Henshaw?
Yeah.
That's weird. I did not know that.
And I read the fucking Death and Return of Superman. I had the fucking comic. Sure. In the white fucking... I didn't have the black one. I had the white one. The one where you get all the Superboy and Eradicator and all those fuckers. I had that.
Yeah. Shit, man. I have somewhere... A girlfriend I had in high school gave me... I guess she had them, and she just gave them to me. The fucking... It was like the four or five different issues... That had like Superboy and Eradicator and Steel and Cyborg Superman on the cover, but I think it was all. I think it was It was after the death of Superman. Yeah. So these were
the like death of Superman is the one that came in the black fucking plastic. Yeah. The one I had was the one that came in the white plastic.
See, I don't have like that actual issue. I have the.
I got it like at a gas station. It was like a super pack with like a magazine and some Power Ranger stickers. At a truck stop in Hammond, Louisiana.
Wow.
Yeah.
They didn't even know what they had down there in Hammond, Louisiana. But no, this was like after those issues.
Mm-hmm.
It was like four different issues that came out introducing the new Superman or whatever. Yeah. I think that's what it was. But then like this girlfriend also gave me the collected the graphic novel of the death of Superman.
Okay.
So I have it in graphic novel form, but I do not have the original. Wish to God I did, but, I mean, none of the grocery stores... All the grocery stores around here, or the one grocery store that I got comics from, was, like, always a month behind.
Mm-hmm.
So you never really... Like, it was never really about, like, collecting the stories for me. It was like, oh, I'm getting comics. Like,
yeah, same here.
Yeah.
It's like, and I wouldn't even get it, like, every month. It was like, we'd be at fucking Rite Aid, and I'm like, oh, look, a comic book. I'll grab Spider-Man today. I'll read a little bit of Spider-Man, and then that's it for me. Until next time, I want to read a comic book.
Yeah. Meanwhile, and Paul were always real cool with buying me comics, because they were just like, as long as you're reading, we'll buy them for you. Yeah. We don't care. You're reading. You're a kid and you're reading. Like, we'll get you whatever you want.
I mean, but sometimes it was like, you can get a comic book or you can get a Power Ranger. Which one do you want?
Oof, that's rough.
Let's see.
That's a rough deal. I would probably... Oh, shit, I don't know. Yeah, well, as scarce as Power Rangers were when they first came out, it was hard to find them, so...
Yeah.
If we found them, it would have been...
I mean, toys are the bread and butter. I mean, I can read any book. And I fucking wrote comics when I was 7 years old, so...
Yeah. Speaking of Power Rangers, I was at Walmart today, and I saw one of the new Zord toys.
Megazord?
This is a Zord. This is the Tyrannosaurus Rex Zord.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked kind of cool. Like, it doesn't have eyes. Mm-hmm. It's just got this weird fucking, like, diamond-looking thing, which I guess is where they're probably, within the context of a movie, gonna sit inside of or something.
Okay.
It's like weird, like, glass-looking dome. I don't know. It looks wicked. Looks fucking... The Mastodon Zord looks like it has fucking, like, six legs. I don't know. Like, they look like weird dinosaurs. They look like they're dinosaurs, but they're not. I don't know how to explain it. They look cool, though. I'm excited for this movie. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah, of course. Fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah. Like, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with, like, the whole mythos. Because I remember in the trailer, they show them having superpowers. Power Rangers. I remember as a kid thinking, what powers do they have? I remember that was a thing that was always in the back of my mind. It's like, I love this.
Well, essentially, like, when they morph, they become stronger. And they're better fighters. And they do that fucking dumb shit. Because, like, Billy was a bitch until he morphs.
And
whoop ass.
But that was, like, always, like, I don't know, it didn't seem like a superpower to me. Because when I think superpowers, I think of, like, flying, shooting lasers out of your eyes, making ice with your hands, that kind of shit, you know?
Right.
Not like, oh, I'm instantly good at Taekwondo, you know? And I just get spandex and a helmet, you know?
Yeah.
That's what my morphing is, spandex and a helmet. You know, like, it seems like this movie, it's like they're going to be like, the suits are going to be like weird, like organic fucking, like almost like the symbiote or something. Yeah. That just, like, grows on them and shit. Almost looks like the fucking Xenomorph and the aliens or some shit. I'm like, all right, new Power Ranger. I see you, Nick. I see you. See you out there.
Let's talk about some wrestling, Jim. It's been a while.
I'll talk about wrestling because I just looked up and saw Steve Mongo McMichaels holding the fucking Chihuahua.
Was he holding up four fingers?
No.
What was the Chihuahua's name? Was it Pepe? No, it wasn't Pepe.
No, that was Al Snow's dog.
Yeah,
I don't know what his dog's name is. That's right. Well, this is the night where Alundra Blaze threw the WWF title into the trash, the women's title. Trash.
I guess it is like the fucking 21st anniversary.
Legends with JBL is on right now.
Okay.
Alundra Blaze. Yeah. So let's talk about some wrestling, some current wrestling.
New Japan Tokyo Dome show in 1 week. No, it's in 2 weeks.
I wish it was 2 weeks.
In 1 week. Goddamn. So the card has been updated because your boy, Yano Toru, made his return.
Really?
Yeah, Yano's back. So the tag team title match has been turned into a three-way.
The tag team title match?
Yes.
Who is it? Who's his partner?
Ishii.
Oh! Weird combination of people. I know they're both in Chaos, but still.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much they're representing Chaos.
Yeah. That's awesome. But then, there's also GBH, and I fucking love my Makabe Togi, and my Tomoa. I love saying those guys' fucking names. That's why I love them so much, I think. And God, isn't God the other one?
Yep.
Who won the tag league? Was it GBH again?
Yeah.
No, that's fucking awesome. I was really hoping.
Japan World actually just put up every Tokyo Dome show from January 4th, starting like 1993.
Damn.
On the January 4th show. Oh, no, 1991 is the first one that they have. They don't have the All Japan versus New Japan one from 1990, which was like a July Tokyo Dome show.
Was this before they started calling it Wrestle Kingdom?
Yeah, Wrestle Kingdom's very, very new.
I was going to say, because it was only 9 when I first started watching it. That was the first one I saw. It was 9. And now they're at 11 this year. This year's 11?
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's see. So we got the New Japan Rumble with all the old dudes. So that should be awesome.
I never did get to last year. I don't know why. I never, it just, because I watched the whole show from beginning to And was that when, was last year the, your subscription lapsed or something and we couldn't watch it? That was, yeah, that's right. That's why I didn't get to watch it. Because the thing I watched didn't have the pre-show on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, we got Tiger Mask Double versus Tiger the Dark.
Ooh.
I hear Tiger the Dark may be played by ACH.
Oh, right on. That's awesome. The Dark and it's ACH.
Yep, it's as fucked up as it sounds. The Bucks versus Roppongi Vice.
Yes.
Beretta and Romero ain't nothing to fuck with.
Mm-hmm. Question mark. Dope.
Best song in wrestling, hands down.
Most addict. Well, I don't know. Obsolete Suite is pretty good.
I didn't even realize that it's like every Matt Hardy song combined.
What? Obsolete?
The Obsolete Suite.
Is it really?
Yeah, it starts out dun 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 dun, which is like Live for the Moment. Then it kind of goes into the piano. The I can't remember what the sonata that it was that he had before. Then it goes into I'll Fade Away and Classify Myself as Obsolete.
I never noticed that. That's great. I love that a lot. I find myself wandering around and singing that to myself like
constantly. Good.
I was doing it today.
I do it too. You just like can't not do it.
Almost full volume too. It's like a half a whisper, so people could hear me when they walk.
Maybe
by.
You guys should cover that.
Oh God, that'd be. I would love to do it. Brian would love to do it. The other guys, they don't like or care about wrestling.
Just tell
them this
awesome song you heard on the internet.
They won't do it. Trust me, they're not going to do it. It's just not.
Tell them to not be lame and fade away and classify themselves as obsolete.
Obsolete.
I'll fade away and classify myself as obsolete. Yep.
Obsolete.
I'll fade away and classify myself as obsolete.
Obsolete.
I'll fade away and classify myself as obsolete.
Obsolete. Oh, God. We should get laid more.
Yeah.
Like, more often.
At least we're not making these wrestlers on fucking
2K17. At least we're not, yeah, at least we're not making these good-ass wrestlers on 2K16.
Oh, man. So, gauntlet match for the Never Openweight Tag Team 6-Man.
Ooh! Really?
Yeah.
Nice!
So, David Finlay, Ricochet, and Kojima. David Finlay, Ricochet, and Kojima, the current tag champion.
Oh, this is the Never Openweight 6-Man.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I thought this was the single. Okay.
Nope. We got David Finlay, Ricochet, and Kojima versus Bad Luck Fale, Hangman Page, and Yujiro. Bone Soldier, not in this match. he's probably in the Rumble.
Probably.
Chaos. Jado, who's replacing Ishii, Will Ospreay, and Yoshihashi, Loose Explosion. And Los Ingobernables de Japón, Bushi Evil Sonata. I got Bushi Evil Sonata winning this one.
Yeah, that seems like the good money. That seems like the good money, because I love the Bullet Club, but Bad Luck Fale, Hangman Page, and Yujiro. I don't know.
You count on Yujiro having some bitches with him, so.
Yeah, he's going to have bitches, and they're going to get, like, really awkward fucking camera shots of their, just, might as well just get
colons.
Might as well just get up in that vagina, you know? Put that camera right in there, because you're already there.
Yeah.
But,
it's like snail trails on the camera lens.
Yeah. Snail trails. That was supposed to be glass streaking.
Cody versus Juice Robinson.
Yeah.
Tyler Riley versus Adam Cole for the Ring of Honor title.
I'm excited I'm excited for Cody Rhodes being in New Japan. That is awesome. He did that fucking match with him and Jay Lethal at Final Battle was fantastic. That was a really good match. That was a really good match. It's like, it's nice to be able to see Cody do things, you know, like actually be able to have a match and not be micromanaged and shit. That's really, really fun to see. I'm a little confused by, okay, see if you can explain this to me. All the commentators, everybody keeps calling him Cody Rhodes, but when you like see his name written down on like a match card, it just says Cody.
Because you can't advertise Cody Rhodes. I mean, the commentators can say what the commentators say, but the fact, if the commentators just call him Cody Rhodes, it's like the commentators are doing what the commentators want to do.
Right.
The company and Cody himself are not using that because he legally cannot.
That's number one. That's bullshit. You know, take away a man's fucking legacy, you know?
Yeah.
Especially right after his fucking dad dies. But okay, that makes sense. This is something I've been trying to figure out because I knew it was
I don't know why he just doesn't use Cody Ronalds. Like, we all know what your fucking name is.
Yeah, just because just Cody is not a very good one-name name.
He's not Kenta.
Yeah, that's not a good, like, I couldn't just go by Jim.
Yeah, you could. Don't fuck our championship.
I'll watch them fucking beat the shit out of each other for the rest of my life. That fucking meant, because I'm just now coming fresh off of Final Battle. I didn't watch it the week it happened. I just downloaded it at a fucking snow day Saturday where I couldn't make it to Kansas City for work. So I downloaded that and watched it. And that, goddamn, dude, like the vision of him fucking like screaming and pulling on Adam Cole's arm, laying in a fucking bed of thumbtacks, might be the most hardcore fucking thing I've ever seen. And pretty just manly. Like, yeah, I'm goddamn manly, because like neither one of them are wearing like a t-shirt or jeans or anything. Like, they're in fucking trunks and bare-backed. Like, this motherfucker is just like, tats are fucking like just falling out of his back, and he's just fucking breaking that dude's arm. I'm like, god damn, you are a man, sir. So I'll watch that shit again. 100% I'll watch that again. I can't wait to see that.
Fuck yeah. Especially we talked about tag title match. Kushida defending the junior heavyweight title against Hiromu Takahashi, aka Kamaitachi, but punk rock version.
Nice.
Have you thought of have you watched any of Kamaitachi since he came back to New Japan?
Kamaitachi, I saw him when the night he came back. I'm only vaguely familiar with him in Ring of Honor.
Okay.
From what the stuff he was kind of doing with the addiction for there for a minute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's about all I've seen of him.
Well, he licked the belt when he came back. That was kind of awesome.
He what?
He licked the belt.
Oh, he licked the belt? Yeah. Oh, the junior heavyweight? Yeah, he did. Yeah, that dude's a crazy.
He's in punk. LIJ now, so he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I was like, that's a good fit. So I saw him. Oh God, I don't know what it was. I think it was a GIF or something somebody put on Twitter of him like running in the ring and like kicking. Like running in the ring from like the back or something, like running in, dove in the ring, drop kick Kushida or somebody out of the ring, and then just stepped out and walked away or something like that.
That's awesome.
I may be remembering it wrong. I know I saw something like that he did like that, but he was wearing an LIJ shirt. I'm like, oh no shit, I didn't even know he joined that yet.
Yep.
Or at all. That's good. That's
Shibata defending the never open weight title against Hirooki Goto.
Ooh, like
get the shit kicked out of him. I watched a fucking 2006 match with Tanahashi and Shibata when they were young and virile. And fucking Tanahashi was getting the shit kicked out of him.
He
was smacking the piss out of him, kicking the shit out of him. Shibata hasn't changed. He just had a mullet back then, so.
I want to see mullet Shibata.
Yeah. No, Shibata. This was 2006. This is not mullet era.
He don't want no scrubs, though. He don't want no scrubs.
He don't want no scrubs.
Scrubs is a guy that can't get no love from me. From Shibata. Okay, so after that, what do we got?
We got the Intercontinental title, Tetsuya Naito defending against Hiroshi Tanahashi. Tanahashi announced he's getting new music for the first time in forever.
Oh, right on.
How do you feel about this? Do you like Tanahashi's theme song?
I'm trying to think of Tanahashi's theme song.
I wonder if I can play it for you. I think Tanahashi's theme song is fucking awesome. I don't think he should change it. He's had it forever.
Should be like fucking Jushin Liger. Yeah, same.
Pretty much. Jushin Liger's theme song is the shit.
It is, because I just listened to it on the... He had a match with Silas Young on Final Battle, and I just listened to it.
Hikori, hikori, ikari no moyase.
Let's go, kick ass.
This is Tanahashi's theme. He shouldn't.
Like it almost sounds like a Nickelodeon game show. Almost, it's awesome, and that's why I like it, because it almost sounds like a Nickelodeon, like a kids game show. Almost.
The fucking Megadeth guy played him out to the ring that one year. He wrestled Nakamura.
Yeah. That'd be fucking awesome. I saw somebody fucking made up his Wrestle Kingdom 9 attire on 2K17.
Who, Nakamura?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
that too. Looked pretty good. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I got a really good Pentagon Jr. the other day.
Oh, yeah?
So fucking, yeah, because the one, you know, the one that it's probably the same one you have where it's got the yellow shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, this one is like, this one is perfect. It's perfect. It doesn't have like where they put the pieces of the hanging part of his mask and they just kind of like put it on his neck where it's there, but it's not really hanging. I don't know what piece this is, but I think it might be like a fucking Sabu thing or something on his head, but it fits well. And the color's perfect. They got the skull paint like on the bottom half of his face. It's like the closest we're going to get to like a perfect Pentagon Jr. in the game.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry, I know we're talking.
Main event, Kushida, not Kushida, God damn it. Main event, Kazuchika Okada defending the heavyweight title against the cleaner, Kenny Omega.
Oh man, I can't wait.
I love when Kenny Omega has matches on American New Japan. And we get to hear him cut promos and shit, calling Tanahashi a little corporate bitch.
Yeah, dude, that is so awesome that fucking we're going to get, they're going to do fucking New Japan the week after it happens on fucking Access.
Yeah.
With JR and fucking Josh Bennett, or is it Josh Bennett? Yeah.
Josh Barnett.
Josh Barnett, right. Barnett, not Bennett. What am I thinking of? Heroes?
Michael,
you know, Jim Ross, you know how Jim Ross and Noah Bennett call New Japan?
Claire Bennett calls New Japan.
Claire Bennett calls New Japan and Jim Ross. Or her fucking her little brother that nobody gave a shit about.
Whose name escapes me at the moment.
Whose name?
Probably Kyle or something.
It should. Like Kyle. Yeah, I think it was Kyle. It was some fucking dumb name like Kyle. I love you, Kyle.
So yeah, Tokyo Dome is gonna be dope.
Oh man, he's gonna win. Omega is going to fucking win. He's gonna beat Okada.
So New Japan is thinking about having some G1 dates this year or next year in California in the LBC.
Whoa, really?
You want to go? You want to hit up the LBC? Hit the east side of the LBC.
Ooh.
Trying to find Mr. Warren G.
Oh man, I don't know. Shit. God damn, I guess we could. Maybe. I don't know. I'm still thinking about WrestleMania.
I'm definitely not going to WrestleMania this year. Maybe the year after. We'll see where it is. Yeah. But Orlando's just like, nah.
It's warm. I want to go to Orlando. I've been to Orlando. It was fun.
It is warm, but it's fucking far.
Yeah, it is far. It is far. That's a long train ride. Probably got a change train. God's waiting room. Huh?
I said it's God's waiting room.
God's waiting room. I'm fine with that because I had a blast when I was down there. We didn't even go any like the. We went to Downtown Disney, which was just like gigantic Zona Rosa, and fucking like if Disney owned Zona Rosa, and then we just hung out with people that my buddy Robert's sister knew, and just it was fun. I had just like little parties, and it was great, good time. Went to the ocean.
Cool, and there were bitches.
And there was bitches. Didn't get any of them bitches, though.
They were holding out.
They were holding out. Because they bitches.
They're lost.
So where do we want to move on from here?
What's going on in WWE?
Oh, man. A struggle, I guess. Like,
so I want to talk about something since we're talking about WWE. Uh-huh. Did you see when fucking Kofi posted that? No, Big E posted that picture saying "Black excellence" and white people got mad.
I fucking favorited that tweet.
Yeah, white people don't like niggas having shit.
Like, apparently, I didn't even know there was that much racism behind it because I thought people weren't. Jerk offs, especially when it came to the fucking New Day.
Yeah.
Like,
so here's the thing. White people think everything's about them. So, like, fucking Biggie posts a picture, fucking New Day, Sasha, and Rich Swann, all with their fucking belts, says hashtag black excellence. And this fucking guy's like, if we say white excellence, it'll be all everybody calling me racist. See, here's the difference. It's just like, let's say, oh, why is it Black Lives Matter? Shouldn't all lives matter? Nigga, it's not about you. Yeah. The difference is, fucking black people were slaves, by the way. I don't know if you knew this, Jim, but there was a thing called slavery. Go ahead.
Hold on. You're telling me that my race once owned your race.
That is exactly what I'm saying, Jim. And it was not like a fun ownership. It wasn't like a FetLife.com kind of situation. There were no rights. There was pretty much. It was like very similar to you and Simon's relationship, only without the love.
Simon is my slave. My blind slave.
Only without the love. And a lot more beating and more rape and
more whips. A lot of whips.
The similarity is that it was black people were owned and not people.
Yeah.
They were niggers.
Yeah.
Pick that cotton, throw that hay. And then that ended. It was like, all right, you niggers, y'all are free. Niggers is free, but really y'all niggers still ain't people. For at least another 100 years. And so pretty much there's been an existence of black people not meaning shit to the world. To the point where there has to be law saying, hey, we really can't treat black people like this. And if you do, it's fucking illegal because that shit's not okay.
Yeah.
And a whole mindset of black people saying, hey, dude, you're black. You really can't be shit. Oh, look at that world champion. That's Hulk Hogan. That is a white man with blonde hair. Yeah. That is definitely not you. So give up that dream. Go be a rapper, and you'll be all right. So
go rap.
Go spit them bars. Here's some cocaine. You could find something to do with this.
Here's some cocaine. Here's a bandana you can wear backwards.
And here's a basketball.
Go ahead. God.
So the fact that fucking there's a time where there's more than one black person named Bobo Brazil holding a fucking belt in WWE. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And
you know what? Honestly, it was so organic. I didn't even notice till he put up that picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. They are. Oh, my God. That's why I favorited it. Because it's awesome. Yes, because it's awesome.
And you know what? White people, I'm just going to say it. Like, black people had to come a long way to get any fucking thing. You know what white people did? They killed a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
A lot.
We owned you guys.
Yeah. Not just owned. There was a lot of killing going on. Whole country that was full of the Wawa loss, those are gone. That's pretty much all fucked over.
Yeah. It's like, I never grew up privileged at all. Like, I grew up in a fucking trailer park where, like, most fucking white people are, you know? So, like, yeah, I'm sorry to say, I only knew, like, one black person that I went to school with in elementary school. In, like, first grade. And I still remember his name. I'll always remember this kid's name because it was such a crazy name. Neil Niederhauser.
Whoa. Time out, Big Jim. You knew a nigga named Neil Niederhauser.
Dude, strike me down if I'm lying right now. I swear to God that's this kid's name. I've never forgot it because it's such...
a German nigga.
It was two. There were two N's in his name, and it was just like it just rolled off the tongue. And the last name was so crazy.
Have you looked him up on Facebook?
I have not, and I don't know why I haven't. Now that I'm like sitting here talking about it, I'm like, I don't know why I haven't looked him up. Because I hope everything worked out for him. He was a good kid. He was really nice, and you got along really great. Played all the time, and he was a cool dude. But he moved. He moved, I think, when we went into second grade. Mm-hmm. He moved, like, over the summer, I think, and I never saw him again. And hell, if he stayed around this area, hell, I could have seen him at some point in my life and just didn't know who he was. But, that's...
Googling Neil Niederhauser and see what the fuck comes up. Really nothing. I don't even know if I'm spelling it right. But anyway, so white people, chill the fuck out. Not everything's about you. That's a message from me and Nigga Jim.
I will fucking co-sign that. Nothing is about me. Like,
or it's like, why can't we have a straight pride parade? What's up? Why you have to have a gay pride parade?
That fucking irritates the shit. Straight pride? What the fuck are we supposed to be proud of about? A fucking anomaly of fucking of genetics? Like, great. Fucking genetics could have went any way for either one of us, man. Like, you could have been straight, I could have been gay. Like, or we could have both been gay, or we could have both been straight. Like,
who knows? That fucking Barry Allen broken timeline.
An infinite amount of fucking possibilities that could have fucking happened. But just because, like, on accident of fucking birth, you know, George Carlin had a bit about this, that it's just like, why be proud of anything, of anybody, of what you are on accident of fucking birth, you know? Like, that's, you know, it was just...
But again, it's another downtrodden people, treated like shit, and have to overcome a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
To celebrate the fact that, hey, we made it.
That we achieve something, and then to have somebody try to take it away from you. To be like,
it doesn't include them because they're not a part of the fucking party.
Yeah.
Sorry, white man. All right, my bad. Okay.
There's just some parties we're not going to be able to go to. Like, that's just that.
And on that note, roadblock end of the road.
Oh, boy.
What'd you think of this pay-per-view, Jim?
Man, I don't know. I feel like there's so much wrestling now that I'm almost like... I almost didn't like it just because I've watched so much of it lately. and there's so much of it going on. Like, we're living in a, like, a shit ton of wrestling world right now, you know, and the WWE networks and your New Japan worlds and ROH, and you've got so many fucking ways to be able to watch all this wrestling that I feel like sometimes it just, there's just too much. And then I see, and then I watch stuff and it might be good. And I might just be reacting to it badly because I've watched so much wrestling lately. I don't know. So I like, I don't know if I should hate Roadblock or not. Because I'm kind of tired of hating everybody and hating every. I feel like half the time when I'm fucking watching, when I'm watching WWE over at Brian's, half the time we're fucking like rolling our eyes and getting pissed at shit that happens. And then I start to wonder, should I be fucking mad at this or am I just dumb? I don't know. Am I watching too much wrestling? I think my brain's turning to mush. I don't know.
It is a lot of fucking wrestling.
Too much. So much. So much. Like, I thought the Iron Woman match was pretty decent.
I slept through the whole fucking show. Like, I get home from work, and I'm watching the pre-show, and then I go fucking conk out. And I try to pop back up during the cruiserweight match, and I go right back down. And I finally wake up at the very, very end of the Iron Lady Vagina match. Like, the finish is where I woke up.
I'm really glad that they're starting to call her Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. I'm kind of tired of chicks with one name. You know what I mean? It's dumb. It's a divas thing. And it should probably, you know, they should probably stop doing it.
They do that with a lot of people, though, the fucking one name thing.
Yeah.
Neville. It's just kind of. Lost his first name. They're the wild with that, was the thing everyone was losing a first name. Rusev lost his first name.
Yeah. Cesaro.
Cesaro lost his name.
Neville lost his name. Have they changed anybody?
Charlotte never had the last name Flair to begin with, though.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. That was my text messages going off.
It's okay.
I always have my sounds turned down, and I turned them back up today, so I forgot to turn them back down. Anyhoozle. Yes, but I like that they added Flair to the end of it. I like that. That's cool. Let's see. I don't.
I'm looking at this Battleground show because trying to get the, some best and worst stuff for the year.
I thought that show like one of the best of the year.
This is a really good show. It was like the Darren Young match.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I feel like every time I go over and watch it with him, we wind up fucking like just complaining the entire time. And I'm wondering if maybe I should just be watching these shows by myself sometimes, because I think me and Brian and Nabel complaining with each other.
Yeah, this was a decent card.
So I'm wondering if maybe we shouldn't watch
it. Wyatt and a New Day, that was an awesome match.
Yeah. What was it? The New Day and who else was it?
The Wyatts.
That's right. Yeah, New Day and Wyatts. There was the Shield triple threat match for the title. John Cena versus AJ Styles.
Cena and Bullet Club.
You're right. But that was still a good match, too.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's why I was like, when he said that on Twitter just a little while ago, I was like, are you?
They had the awesome tag match with Sasha and Bayley when Bayley showed up for the first time against Charlotte and Dana. Yeah. That was really good.
I'm wondering if he was thinking of Payback.
I remember Rusev and Zack Ryder being decent. No, Payback was good, because that was at Payback. That was a good show, too.
That's right. Payback was a good show.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he be thinking about then? Because he's got to be screwing up his pay-per-views, because Battleground was dope. It was right before the fucking brand split. Like, we all had starry eyes of what's to come with the brand split. Now, Raw is not that great, and SmackDown is really good, and it's a topsy-turvy world.
This is a good show, too. I'm looking at Money in the Bank. This is a good show.
Money in the Bank was really good. Battleground was really good.
I was at an Against Me concert for that show, though.
Payback? I liked Payback.
Maybe Extreme Rules. No, Extreme Rules had an awesome main event. Maybe this is the one he's thinking of, because this one had the Ambrose Cage match that he didn't like.
Extreme Rules? Yeah, because I didn't care for that match either.
Maybe this is the show he didn't like.
A lot of people
did. The main event was really good.
Yeah. That match was not fantastic.
Rusev, Bacon, Kalisto, and Half was awesome on the show. Usos in the Bullet Club in a tornado match, that was good. The Fatal 4-Way was good. I don't remember anything about New Day involved villains.
I think that was good. That was a good little match. Didn't light the world on fire, but I remember it being pretty good.
With Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles in the Extreme Rules match was awesome.
That was really awesome, yeah. Yeah. Kudos.
I mean, WWE usually has good main events. Usually a big match is really, really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember you guys liking SummerSlam, though.
Yeah. We're going to have
to... I like SummerSlam, because SummerSlam had, like, at least 4 good matches.
Yeah. We're going to have to we're going to have to start thinking about our best ofs here.
Yeah. We know what our... well, at least I know what my worst match is. The vagina match.
Oh, fucking... Yeah. Rebel.
Fucking terrible.
Who is it? Shelly Martinez
and Rebel.
And Rebel.
Rebel.
Rebel. Rebel.
Rebel.
That's... But
it's spelled with, like, fucking 2 L's in an E.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That
badge. My badge. My badge.
My badge. How she didn't put that on a t-shirt, I don't know. Because...
I don't even know.
He's kind of fucking famous now for having one of the most terrible, ridiculous fucking matches in pro wrestling history, probably. Let's see.
I don't know. Looking at SummerSlam, I remember SummerSlam being pretty decent as well.
Yeah. I just remember...
I remember y'all niggas were shitting on it, but...
Yeah, well...
Cena match was dope.
I think it was just long.
Mm.
Like, there was good shit. AJ and fucking John Cena.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins tore it the fuck up. It was just... It was weird placement of things, I remember, that I had a problem with. And... Oh, there's something else that kind of bugged me, but I can... Right, whatever, but...
Wrestling is awesome.
Wrestling is awesome.
That's a lot of
wrestling will always be awesome, and that's what fucking... that's why I'm just like, I don't know if I should just be watching these shows by myself, because I kind of feel like I'm just watching them with a fucking frown, just waiting for somebody to fuck up now. And I'm just like, I just want to watch it and have a good time watching it. And maybe I'm wrong about some things, and maybe I'm not, but I just kind of want to watch it and not have to argue people. I don't know. I love you, Brian, but what are you going to do?
Shit just got really emotional.
We just enable each other to fucking continue to sit there and riff on things. That's all it is. That's all we're doing, is just trying to make each other pop. So...
Trying to pop the boys in the back. So, anything else going on, Jim? What do you think of the Cruiserweight show? I think Noam Dar.
Noam Dar is being pretty awesome right now. And the way he fucking says Alicia Fox's name is everything to me right now.
I just want
to
kick him in the dick every time he does it.
Alicia Fox. Love that. That's so funny. That's so funny. I don't know, man. What? Okay. Tonight, I think I figured it out. And when it happens, I think the Cruiserweight division is really going to fucking start clicking for people, is when Austin Aries gets off the fucking commentary table and gets his great ass back in the ring.
Man.
dude.
Man, oh man.
You could hear, I don't know if you watched it tonight, you could hear people like, you know, people were, I think people are mostly like, they're not in it at first, but then they're kind of win them over in the match.
No, the thing is everybody that's not into it leaves.
Yeah, that's a problem. Because you get a lot of empty seats in the fucking offense, and that kind of sucks. I think maybe they should move this and maybe get somebody else to do commentary for it. Move it 205 live, move it to Florida, where they were just getting the fucking just hugest fucking reactions at Full Sail for the Cruiserweight Classic. I think they should fucking move it down there, and then maybe, I don't know, then maybe people will kind of catch on from there. I don't know. I'm not a fucking wrestling scientist wizard, so I don't know. But I think, because there were people, I don't know if you watched it tonight, but there were people, and they have been for like the last 3 weeks or so, or where else, at least since it started, have been chanting Austin Aries.
Oh, yeah, because Austin Aries is fucking Aries. Awesome.
And there, it's a lot of people. Like, it's a big section of people chanting for Austin Aries. And I think once you get Austin Aries on TV, on that mic, getting fucking heat, getting the crowd worked up, I think more people are going to see this. It's just going to click for them. They're going to connect with it finally. Like, it's just, he's the linchpin. He's the fucking linchpin. And I'm looking at him fucking right now. 205 Live just restarted on the network. He's the fucking linchpin. He's what's going to fucking save this thing. You know? And then once it's saved and it's up on solid footing, then we can move him up to the regular roster, and he could be the fucking greatest man that ever lived on SmackDown and fucking go after
that.
Really
is the greatest man that ever lived.
Go after that fucking world heavyweight title against fucking whoever it is, whether it be AJ or I'm hoping against Hope Samoa Joe on SmackDown. Like, it's gotta be, right?
I think Joe's hurt.
Is he?
That's what I heard.
God damn it. He can't be that hurt. He's Samoa Joe. How hurt can he be?
Well, who knows?
But
NXT schedule.
Some
reason people just get hurt out there. Nakamura's kicking everybody in their goddamn eye.
I know. But I just feel I'm really hoping for Samoa Joe on SmackDown. Like, it just, I feel like SmackDown needs Samoa Joe more than Raw does. Because they need more people going after fucking AJ, because as of right now, it's been Dean Ambrose and James stupid fucking Ellsworth. AJ kind of totally whiffed the back fist on him tonight, but he got a couple shots in on him there at the end and everything. I don't know if you watched it all tonight.
I did not see SmackDown tonight.
Okay.
Got home right as it was ending.
Okay, well, AJ beat Ellsworth after a fucking flurry strike combo, and it was just like, you know, kick, slap, and then he swings around for the back fist and kind of whiffs it over the top of his head, but then comes back and fucking like knocks him out with something else and pins him, and then after the match, he starts walking away. He starts beating his ass, and then he starts walking away, and people are cheering. People are loving watching AJ get fucking beat this kid's ass. And he starts walking away, and he's just like, you see it, and he's just like, nah, fuck this. Throws his fucking title down, goes over, and like picks him up in like a fireman's carry. Or not a fireman's carry, but like a fucking sack of shit slam, and fucking walked him over and was gonna like slam him on the table, but he kind of like picked him up but didn't have a hold of him too well and like dropped him like right on the edge of the table, which
did it break?
No, it didn't. It was just like right on the edge of like the front of it.
Jeez.
And he fucking, God, dude, he like ran him into the steps. He suplexed him up against the barricade. It was great. I love watching AJ Styles beat that stupid little motherfucker up.
the only reason he's on TV is because Jim put him over on this very show.
I did not put him over. I'm not putting him over. He sucks and should go away forever. Anyway, also, for the love of God, can we stop with the four-man commentary crew on SmackDown? This is ridiculous. This is goddamn ridiculous.
Well, Tom Phillips doesn't do anything. He's just Tom the host.
Does nothing. I don't even know why he's there. Leave him in an NXT. Or, better yet, fire David Otunga because he's terrible at his goddamn job and put Tom Phillips there in that third spot. David Otunga sucks so fucking much, it makes me so mad.
Is there anything that David Otunga's good at?
I can't think of a fucking thing, except having muscles. He's good at that. And being married to fucking Jennifer Hudson, he's good at that.
You sure about that? He did kind of let her family die.
Did he let her family? Wait, what?
Well, he didn't help.
He didn't help her family not die? Wait, what happened? What are you talking about?
Her family, or like her brother and her mom were killed. Like, brutally.
Ooh. On his watch?
I don't know if not on his watch, but...
So he's not good at getting people to stay alive.
Yeah. He didn't stop that from happening.
He didn't stop that from happening. Who knows if he could have or not.
So they don't have the fucking Jeff Hardy match on here. On New Japan World. The one match he had in New Japan.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
He wrestled Naito in fucking 2011.
That's awesome.
For the TNA title.
But the things that come out of Otunga's mouth just sound like the dumbest things you've ever heard in your life.
Give me some examples.
Oh, God. I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. All the stuff that he's very vehement about, and it's not just from a, it feels like it's not just from a babyface commentator point of view. It feels like he's only putting over like the top WWE guys, and anybody else that's under them, he fucking like tries to fucking bury and tries to embarrass and shit like that. Especially AJ Styles. And I feel like it's not just a fucking like heel, you know, a heel talking to a babyface commentator. Like, it just is, I don't know. I just don't like, nothing he says is smart. He says nothing.
Well, he's not smart, though.
Everything sounds like he's fucking reading it off of a cue card. Because he probably is. Everything sounds like such a fucking one-line joke that somebody in the back is just like, okay, write something down. Okay, hey, Otunga, say this dumb thing. Say it, dummy. And then he'll just say it because he doesn't know how to say no and be an individual. So he'll just say whatever the fuck they tell him. Kind of like Will Ferrell and Anchorman, where he'll just say whatever's on the fucking teleprompter, regardless of what it is. He's goddamn just so fucking awful. Moving on.org, because I can't talk about that dude anymore.
Alright, so total nonstop deletion.
Deletion was awesome. Was so awesome. Just so crazy and ridiculous. And Matt Hardy, you broken son of a bitch, get me down from here, fucking Ricky Morton. And rock and roll was still rocking and rolling.
Yeah,
they did with
the mullet and the
mullet. Robert Gibson did pretty good when he was down, because he was the only one down in the ring for a while, and then Ricky Morton went up in that fucking cherry picker with fucking Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy shouts out Night of the Skywalkers, which did not involve the Rock and Roll Express.
Do what?
I say I love how Jeff Hardy shouts out Night of the Skywalkers.
Right,
which
yeah.
Didn't involve Rock and Roll Express.
You're right, yeah.
Killed the Road Warriors in the Midnights.
Let's see. And then the Bravado Brothers, I feel like I've heard of them before.
Dude, we've watched Bravado Brothers matches together in my house in Kansas City. They were in Ring of Honor. Yeah.
Okay.
Because remember they used to wear like Mean Street Posse sweater vests and the crowd chanted Mean Street Posse at them when they did a run?
I vaguely remember this, yeah. It's been a while, yeah.
Pretty sure they're on a Jakara video I gave you once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been around forever. They're from North Carolina.
Okay. I was so disappointed the Young Bucks didn't show up. The Bucks of
Youth.
Well,
they legally can't.
How'd
you feel when Broken Man showed up at TNA?
Fuck contracts. This is Apocalypto. Like, come on.
How'd you feel when Broken Man showed up at Final Battle?
That's what made me think the Young Bucks were actually going to go, because they let Matt Hardy do that.
Yeah. It was like a very, very last minute thing that they were actually going to let that air on the pay-per-view.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it kind of pissed me off when he couldn't.
Did you hear about that before you watched the show? Were you aware that happened?
Yeah, because, well, KS Brian told me, and because he wasn't going to, but I was like, go ahead and tell me what happened.
Brian know?
He saw it on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure. Probably like Reddit or something. But he told me about it, because I was just like, yeah, go ahead and tell me, because I didn't think I was gonna be able to download it or whatever. So
the biggest fucking pop of the show.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was expecting that shit to happen.
Kind of pissed me off that you couldn't hear the first like couple seconds of that video though.
Yeah.
That kind of pissed. That's what audio fucked. The audio kept fucking up that whole night. Did you notice that?
Yep.
Yeah. Ring of Honor, get your goddamn shit together. Come on. People like to hear.
Would not be a Ring of Honor pay per view without technical difficulties.
People like to hear things.
And Steve Corino and fucking Nigel McGuinness both gone for Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And it is to the WWE.
Yeah. How about that? I can't wait to see the fucking the UK.
Well, fucking 10 years too goddamn late. Fuck.
Yeah. And now Nigel has fucking hepatitis and can't fucking wrestle. So.
Well, he doesn't have hepatitis anymore. He had hepatitis.
Oh, he doesn't have it anymore?
No.
Oh, I thought once you got hepatitis that it was. You had
hepatitis C. He had hepatitis B. Your body pretty much naturally produces the enzymes to get rid of it.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I didn't know
but
that.
But it took long for him to get rid of it, which is why TNA fired him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he pretty much retired because he really didn't want to work anywhere except WWE. And now he's in WWE and he can't wrestle because he's skinny.
That'd be great if they eventually, if he fucking comes out of retirement, that would be fucking fantastic. That'd be super fucking great.
Well, I guess he's not working on the Caballero effect anymore.
Yeah. But
have you seen that show before?
No, I have not. What is this show?
It's called the Caballero effect. I guess he was like a producer on it, or EP, or PA, I should say. But it's pretty much like this magician doing like hidden camera shit. Mind freaking people without them knowing that he's a magician. Like, you go into like the pet store to get a fucking bunny, and he pulls the bunny out of his fucking ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Pretty much shit that a magician would do to fuck with you in the real world.
Right, right. Sneaky magicians.
Yeah.
Fuck magicians. Yeah, I said it.
Drink it in, Jim.
Trick it in, man. Oh man, I fucking popped when he fucking gave me this shit. But I didn't know. He said he had something made for me. I didn't know what he was talking about. And I fucking opened it up. I was like, oh, you beautiful son of a bitch.
What'd you get him?
I got him a Royals World Series Championship replica ring. Really nice. Cool. I just happened to fucking find it, and it was the funniest way I fucking found out about it. Facebook has a thing on
Jurgens.
Its
no, huh? Jostens.
Jostens. But this thing, Facebook on the app has a thing called Marketplace. It's basically like Craigslist, but just through Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's like an icon at the top of the app or whatever. And I was looking at my phone. I was thumbing through Facebook one morning as I was at, like, whenever I woke up. And I was sitting on my bed, and my phone kind of, like, slipped out of my hand and just onto my bed. And as it slipped, and I was trying to grab it, as it slipped, my thumb hit the Marketplace button. And I picked it up, and I looked at the screen, and I just happened to see Royals World Series championship ring. This guy was selling them $30.
Mm.
So I'm like, I get a hold of this guy, and he's like, yeah, just come meet me fucking tomorrow. It was in Overland Park. And so I called up my buddy Robert. I was like, hey, man, you want to ride with me to go buy this thing? Because you know internet. You know how that shit could work out.
You could have got raped.
Could have got my butt raped. I don't want to get my butt raped. Nobody wants that. So I was just like, hey, bro, ride with me to go fucking get this thing. And he was like, all right, because I've done it with him like a ton of times. He bought stuff off Craigslist. So yeah, he rode down with me, got $30 in his fucking Salvador Perez, the Royals catcher, and he was the MVP last year when they won the World Series. So, yeah, and Brian's got an autograph.
Wait, that's who you bought it from?
No, I didn't buy it from Salvador Perez. I just bought it from, it was just some guy that has a Facebook just selling these things.
Okay.
And puts them on
the ring is for Salvador Perez.
Ring is for Salvador. Yeah, it's got Perez's name on it.
Because, I guess they all got the same ring.
Yeah. No, well, it's all the same ring, but I mean, I don't know how it works. I'm pretty sure each one of the rings they get has their name on it. Okay. I don't know if they all have Perez's name on it because he was the MVP the year they won the World Series last year.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's just on there because he's the MVP or if that's what they did with the replicas. Mm-hmm. They just made replicas with his name on it because he was the MVP. I think that's what it is. Because I had asked him if he had any, like, if he had, like, Eric Hosmer or fucking Wade Davis or somebody. He's like, no, they just have. Yeah. Sloppy. Sloppy. But he was just like,
no, Mike Schmidt.
Huh?
Do they have Mike Schmidt?
Mike Schmidt. What is that from?
Fucking Sonny, bro. Christmas Sonny.
That's
so
right.
So Mike Schmidt came in here. You wouldn't have a Redman and the Robot for him?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If Von Hayes came in here, you wouldn't have one for Von Hayes?
You're kissing Chase Utley, and that's it. So I got that for him. He was pretty happy about it. I was pretty happy to be able to give it to him. So, because he's looked out for me these last couple years when I've been on my fucking sad, depressive fucking nonsense for the last couple of years. So
he's a good brother.
He's a good brother too. Sweet me, Hootski. He's a good brother.
Give me a little brother shake.
Give brother shake. They were on one last night. I liked their fucking that shit made me laugh. When he just went up and straight up played like fucking high school bully fucking Balkan Skull. It was fucking great. And just like calling them nerds and dweebs and like I'm just like, I love you guys. Fucking fuck Raw. Seriously.
Yeah.
Why?
Carl Anderson hasn't mentioned his hot Asian wife in months.
I know. You know, okay. Let's go back to the whole, just real quick, the whole Black Excellence thing and everything. And then once they put that out, and then it caused this whole fucking thing. And now the New Day has lost the tag team titles, and Sasha lost the women's title in one night. Do you think there is somebody back there that did that because of the picture?
No.
I hope not.
New Day was going to lose that fucking belt the first chance they had after breaking the record. That was a fucking foregone conclusion. And they want to keep fucking Charlotte's fucking streak intact.
Yeah.
Even though she fucking loses every time on a Raw.
And
she technically doesn't have a real fucking streak because she lost tag matches.
Yeah. I guess I just... I thought, like, okay, I didn't think they would lose them immediately after breaking the record.
I knew that would happen. I knew that there was a pay-per-view immediately after the record was broken, so I said 100% they're losing at this pay-per-view.
I thought it was at least going to be at the Rumble.
Mm.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it was going to be the week they fucking broke the record.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it feels like, you know, they broke a record. It's a huge deal. Like, why would they just lose them at roadblock and not like a good pay-per-view. Putting on your fucking AJ blanket.
They don't want none.
They don't want none. That's a tight-ass blanket, dude. I like that. That is a tight-ass blanket. Shout out to fucking Justin Bibby on Twitter.
Justin Bobby.
Justin Bobby. Why do I always keep thinking it says Bibby on there? I don't know why.
Because there's no O. Anyway,
shout out to that good brother for sending good brother T-Bird some fucking good brother merch.
Hell yeah.
Good brother Hoots.
Hootski.
Oh, Hootski.
What were we saying? Yeah, Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson, do your fucking thing, bro.
Yeah, they were fucking on one, and I really enjoyed what they were doing. That little bit with the tag teams and everything was fairly decent. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, it didn't feel like it drug on too much. Like,
how do you feel about the new tag belts?
They're red and silver, as opposed to blue and silver. I mean,
they're not pennies anymore.
Like, it's like I have no feeling anymore. Since they debuted the fucking Universal title and it was just red. Just like, and then now it's just like, oh, they made the SmackDown titles blue straps with silver and fucking. I'm just like, I don't even have a feeling anymore in my body. Like, they can't hurt me anymore. They can't hurt you if you don't care.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What are you thinking with Sheamus and Cesaro? Because I'm kind of pissed they won it. I love Cesaro. I don't like Sheamus. I just feel like it's kind of pissing me off. They're spinning their wheels again with Cesaro by putting him in the tag team. It should have been the Good Brothers.
Yeah.
Should have been the Good Brothers. Why fucking drag them all the way from fucking Japan where they're fucking like being mean and making green?
Because they have kids. That's really what it is. It's more their decision.
Yeah, that's really what
it is. Be home with their fucking families and make a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. But
support that hot Asian wife.
Support that hot Asian wife of yours, baby.
And the Bullet Babe.
The Bullet Babe, yeah. And the Bullet Kids. I understand why they went there.
Yeah.
No, I get it. But it's almost like, it's the same thing, like, it's almost like now with, like, they made such a big deal about Kurt Hawkins. Showing off that blanket. It's like when they hired Kurt Hawkins back, had vignettes leading up to his debut, and then nothing. They debuted him on the pre-show, I believe, didn't they?
He didn't wrestle, though. He just promised to step into the ring. He stepped in the ring and stepped the fuck out the ring.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But then they've done nothing with him until tonight.
Oh, he was on the show tonight?
He was on the show tonight. And
Raw and SmackDown are both here next week, and I wish I could go, but...
Man.
Niggas gotta make bread.
I think the cruiserweights are gonna get over huge in Chicago. I think.
That's what we think. That's gonna be...
You guys got a great...
Our fucking six in a row in the same building, so who knows...
Yeah.
There's going to be main event, then Raw, then SmackDown the next night, then fucking 205.
Yeah.
So
Chicago,
the motherfuckers are going to be like...
But Chicago is wild, baby. So who knows? We'll see. I hope Chicago shows up and is cool. You know?
Me too.
I really do. Because I think... I'm just looking at fucking... Jack Gallagher is going to be one of these guys in the cruiserweight division. He's starting to get over pretty big too.
You know that nigga has a small penis. He just looks like it.
I guess.
He looks like he fucks with his back.
Now I can't stop looking at it. It's on a 50-inch TV, and I can't stop looking over it.
There's nothing there. It's a little turtle.
That's fine. Hey, man. Like, if he had a big dick, maybe he wouldn't be able to wrestle as good as he does. Because it'd be weighing him down. Be weighing his trunks down.
Why the fuck are they using goddamn Grand Metalik? You have this nigga that's awesome.
I know!
I would just be doing nothing but Grand Metalik fucking Lince Dorado matches, have them do flippy flops all night.
Tozawa?
Yeah.
That's fuck of it, man, is that, like, they brought Grand Metalik and Tozawa, who we haven't seen since the fucking Cruiserweight Classic, and had them, like, in the lineup of fucking Cruiserweights on the first episode of 205 Live when they're introduced.
They keep giving us the fucking Daivari matches.
They didn't even have a fucking match. Yeah, they went to Daivari. He's okay. He's having a good little feud with Jack Gallagher, at least. So.
But still. You wonder why people leave the fucking arena when the show starts.
Yeah, we're talking about Metalik and fucking Tozawa, dude. Like, I can't wait till fucking Tajiri shows up. That's going to be fucking awesome.
Did I tell you about the oldest match ever on that fucking All Japan show? So I was hearing all this stuff last month, or earlier this month, about this All Japan show. It was late last month, around Thanksgiving. That was supposed to be really awesome, so I downloaded it. They had the oldest fucking tag team ever. So this tag team consisted of Tajiri, the youngest person on the team, Ultimo Dragon, the second youngest person on the team, Chavo Guerrero Sr., the second oldest person on the team, and 72-year-old goddamn Dory Funk Jr. looking like wrestling Abe Vigoda.
Oh, God. That's insane.
Yeah. That's the combined age was about 220.
Jesus. How old is Ultimo?
Ultimo's like 49, 50. Tajiri's like 43.
I didn't even realize Ultimo Dragon was still wrestling.
Yeah. I didn't know either.
Does he still look?
When he wants to. He looks like Ultimo Dragon. Yeah. He moves fine.
He moved around good still in the ring and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Right on. I'd love to watch him, but I fucking love Ultimo Dragon. Always have.
Me too. Tajiri was the youngest person on that team. And that nigga's in his 40s.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's great. Tajiri's only in his 40s, huh?
Yep, Jap don't crack.
I mean, fuck, look at anti-aging Yuji Nagata.
Yeah, like, fucking Tanahashi just turned 40.
Wait, Hiroshi Tanahashi?
Hiroshi Tanahashi just turned 40.
Is 40?
Like, earlier this year. I mean, earlier this month. Is 40.
Hold on. Tanahashi is 40?
Tanahashi is 40.
What is that dude doing? Holy shit, man. I can only pray that I look that good at 40. I thought
you know goddamn that's not going to happen, right?
I know I'm not going to.
You don't look that good at 30.
I don't look that good now. Shit. I'm gonna look at least decent with the weight loss and everything, but I'm never gonna be fucking a beautiful.
November 13th, 1976 is Tanahashi's birthday, so he just turned 40 last month.
Oh my God, that blows my mind. I thought he was like, he's like 35.
Yeah,
maybe just a couple years older than me, at least. You've shattered my entire universe.
I think Okada's like my age, maybe younger.
I hope you're happy.
Okada's a year older than me. He's 29.
Okada's 29?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's rare for Japanese people to become top guys because the way the system works is like you have to go through so fucking much before you can even like get a fucking gimmick.
Yeah.
You gotta go through a young boy system, you gotta go on your excursion, then you gotta come back, then work your way up the ladder.
Right.
And Nakamura was like the super rookie because he fucking comes in and he's fucking MMA guy, fucking wins the title, and now he's the goddamn super rookie.
Yeah.
So he was the champion before he was even the great Shinsuke King of Strong Style that we know today.
Yeah.
He was just dude with short hair and long black tights with lions on him.
That's insane. I can't think of a world where there is a drab and boring Shinsuke Nakamura. That does not.
He was just an MMA guy. He didn't dance. He didn't do Bomaye's.
I know
his finisher was a triangle choke.
I know you've showed me the match that he had with Brock.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan. You've shown me that. Which is a thing that needs to happen once Shinsuke gets back up to the fucking main roster. Is a fucking Shinsuke Nakamura versus Brock Lesnar fucking match. God, that'd be fucking incredible. Just thinking about it. Him, Shinsuke versus Brock, and Joe versus Brock. I want to see Joe versus Brock so goddamn bad. Those two are going to murder each other. And it's
let me see. Tanahashi's 40. How old is Kojima? You want to guess how old Kojima is?
Kojima.
He looks like an old lady. He got that Ann Murray haircut.
Ann Murray. Oh my god. Okay. I'm gonna say he's 29 like Okada.
No, he is definitely not 29. He's been around since 91. He's 46. Kojima's 46.
Okay.
How old is Naito?
How old
do you think Naito is?
Judging by the way he acts and does stuff, I'm going to say 27.
I'm going to guess you're wrong. I haven't pulled up his age yet, but let's take a look. There's no way he's fucking younger than me. I know that much. Just remember, I'm 28.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, Tetsuya Naito, 34.
So, he's just a year older than I am.
Yep. How old is Yuji Nagata? Remember, he was in WCW in the 90s.
Yeah.
And Tanahashi is 40. And Kojima is 46. Is he older, same age, or younger than Kojima?
Kojima, you said, was what?
46.
46. Yuji is 55.
48.
Ooh!
Yeah.
I was way off.
He was super young when he was in WCW.
Oh, really?
So he would have been, I guess he would have been about 30.
Just well, because like.
In WCW. He was in WCW 97, 98, so 29, 30.
Because I just watched. It's been, I don't know, maybe a month or whatever, but the last time I sat down and watched one of the old Nitros.
Mm hmm.
Which, like I said, just like last month or whatever, Yuji Nagata was on there with his fucking his weird chest white fucking thing that he wears. And he has not fucking aged a day. Like, if you put the fucking picture side by side, there's probably slight
differences. I think he looks younger now because he doesn't have that weird goatee that he had in WCW.
Yeah.
He's all clean shaven now.
Yeah. Hey,
and he still kicks like a motherfucker. Go ahead.
This is something I'll just bring up. Sonny Ono, does he still do stuff or is he just out of it?
Do you not know what happened to Sonny Ono?
What happened to Sonny Ono? No, I have no idea.
So, in the latter days of WCW, Sonny Ono, Hard Body Harrison, and one other person that was really a nobody all banded together to file a racial discrimination lawsuit against WCW and Turner. And that shit went on way past WCW being gone, and they settled out of court. So they took their money and chilled. So Sonny Ono's probably just chilling somewhere on a beach.
Yeah.
I think he lives in the Midwest somewhere, like in Iowa or Ohio or some shit like that.
Because
because Hard Body Harrison, on the other hand, that's the fun story, where he starts fucking rounding up bitches, telling them he's going to get them off drugs and forcing them to have sex orgies, and went to jail for life for human trafficking and human slavery and shit.
Whoa. Who was Hard Body Harrison?
Some black dude with a good body.
So,
a mainstay of WCW Saturday Night.
A black dude with a good body. Yeah. I don't want it. You're not that old girl, brother.
I have a great body.
Where does Sonny Ono live? Yeah, he lives in Iowa. Mason City, Iowa.
Well, because, you know, I was thinking...
I remember fucking Perry Saturn was chilling with him.
Okay.
In Iowa somewhere when Perry Saturn was in his lost years.
Right.
Apparently, they got dementia or some shit because he was posting on Twitter talking about how he was in the grocery store and freaked out, didn't know where he was.
Whoa.
That back to reality.
Whoa, Saturn.
Yeah.
Well, because I was thinking, like, how awesome it would be. Like, he would make even more money just doing nothing if he, and I was wondering, he's got to still have all those fucking selfies he took with that camera, right? That's just, I want to see those pictures. I want him, this is what I want him to do. I want him, if he still has these pictures, and I fucking hope he does. I want just a fucking, like, a coffee table book. Doesn't have to have any writing in it, maybe a caption. Each page, it's just a blown up fucking picture of the selfie they took, like, on their way to the ring at the entrance ramp. That's all I want. I want to see, something about it just being like, that's just, it's a moment, you know? It's not caught on you know, reel-to-reel film on television, you know? It's like, it's in the moment. And it just, I just feel like those would be really awesome pictures to look at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would love
it. Well, we could try to find Sonny Ono one day, get him on the show, see if he has those pictures kicking around.
I would love to talk to Sonny Ono. He was, like, one of my favorite managers, one of the most underrated managers. I don't know if he gets a lot of the credit that he should, because Ono was fucking the shit.
Yeah, he would just kick the shit out of people.
Ono was a manager that could fucking kick people's asses, too.
Yeah.
He was a fucking Yakuza boss, if he was anything. He was fucking badass. So, shout out to fucking Sonny Ono.
If wherever you are,
wherever the hell you are, let us know. Come on the podcast. Let us fucking mark out and be fucking.
Let's see, he lives modestly with his family and owns XTC Auto in Madison, Iowa. Plus, find this, and we'll be able to find Sonny Ono's contact information.
He owns
him on this show.
He owns a car lot.
I don't know if this is a car lot or like an auto parts store.
That'd be weird to have Sonny Ono work on your car.
It's a car dealership.
It is a dealership, okay.
A used car dealership.
Used car dealership. Wow, okay. Okay.
All right, the phone number 6. Hold on, let's see. It says Cas Sporting. It's Sonny Ono's Facebook right here. They have Cas Sporting, his state championship ride off the top. Is this Cas Hayashi?
Cas Hayashi.
It says Cas.
Holy shit, I haven't heard that name in fucking forever.
Well, he was a man in All Japan for a while when Muda was running things.
Oh. That's awesome. I'll look him up on Facebook. I feel like I looked him up one night. I Googled him and found very little. I remember. Well,
XCC Auto, he's selling Jeeps. If you want to go up to Iowa, get yourself a little whip from Sonny Ono.
All I
place
want
to go.
You know what would be awesome? If I could have a copy of one of the selfies he took with either Ultimo Dragon or when Psychosis and La Parka were a tag team. Sonny Ono.
Did he manage them?
Yeah, he managed both of them, yeah. It was very short, but yeah, he managed them.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that thing, they had a match that I think I think it was on that Nitro I just watched not too long ago. It was against Wrath and Mortis, I think it was, maybe.
Let me see. Sonny Ono's he is posted up on a beach. I just said that shit. That's one of his fucking pictures. the innovator of selfie is what it says on his fucking Facebook page. Yeah, the picture of him taking a selfie with Ultimo Dragon, picture of him taking a selfie with Psychosis in the Parker, just like you said.
Is it the actual, like, picture?
Nope, it's a screenshot from goddamn Nitro.
See, I want the actual picture.
Look on his Facebook. I don't have Facebook, so I can't log in and see.
When he took that disposable camera to get developed, I want a copy of one of those pictures.
Under favorite music, he has a picture of China. It looks like China's RIP gimmick. It says movies, got Jim Crockett Promotions. Fuck. Sonny Ono, you weird bastard. That's our show.
Okay. That's a good way to end it on Sonny Ono.
That's our show, guys. So, let's try to do a show next week, Jim. We'll do the year-end show. We'll reflect on the holidays, and we'll give our best match, best man, best bitch, probably the best show overall. Can you think of any other categories for the best?
The best. Best episode of The Flash so far, I guess. I don't know. I'll think of some of the best stuff. Okay.
Then we do the worst wrestler, worst match, worst show, worst commentator.
I don't want to. Spoiler alert, David Otunga, baby.
So you can find Jim on the internet, on that Twitter machine, at Sweet Jim Rapist.
Follow it.
Follow that shit. Follow T-Bird on Twitter at Rock Wrestling PC. Don't forget, you can always email the show, rockwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest on the show, you want to contribute your fucking best worst list of the year, we'll accept that shit and read it on the air.
If you're cool. Else,
this show is available on iTunes. This show is available on Stitcher. It is available on Podcast Addict. Search Rock Wrestling Podcast and you'll find that shit.
It is available everywhere fine podcasts are downloaded. And this is a fine fucking podcast.
The finest podcast. Way better than RJ Hayes rap.
It's so fine, baby. This podcast, baby. It's so good. It's so good. I've descended from heaven to tell you how good this show is. It's good.
Came out of the ditch at 8 years old.
Eight years old.
So sweet.
That's our time. Back to heaven now. Okay, he's gone.
Thank you, Dust. Thanks, Dust bro. Came down a shining endorsement on this show.
That was a nice ass cloud he came in on, too.
Yeah. And I think I see Macho Man coming down on the next cloud to tell us how awesome this show is.
It looked like one of those Care Bear cars.
I think I see Macho Man coming down on the next cloud to tell you how awesome this show is.
Let me tell you. Come down from heaven to tell you, Rook. In wrestling, yeah, get it, dig it, yeah, back up to heaven, gone, yeah.
That was.
And it looks like the Ultimate Warriors are sending from the depths of hell. Tell how awesome this fucking podcast is.
I don't like gay people.
Wow, that was. Whoa, get back down to hell.
Wow, Ultimate Warrior.
Get back down to hell. Up.
Yeah.
Damn, sir.
We don't need you on here.
Now I think we're starting to see Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling's gimmick right now. We're getting close to it.
Well, I think you do better impressions, so.
Shout out.
I mean, what? What? Impressions?
What?
Those people were actually in this room as we recorded this show.
Yeah, those are real people. Shout out to the buddies of Marty and Sarah. Anywho,
that is all we have.
All we got.
Ryman is on Twitter. You know where to find him.
Follow it at. Also follow at Smug Dingus. Follow at Fanarchist. Can't think of anybody else.
These niggas don't even want to come on our fucking show. So I don't know where fucking them.
I only shout out Twitters of people that I at least know are real. They feel like they're real. I've met fan artists only one time, though. It was like 2 years ago. Yeah. It was 2 years ago when I was working at Beer Kitchen.
So he ran through?
Yeah, he came through one night. Yeah, we sat there and talked about the business.
My name is Tyler Black. He's Big name. Jim.
Bam.
This has been another episode of The Rock.
And wrestling, baby.
Podcast, my niggas.
Get it.